So the last episode featured Daniel Bass, talking about Music for the Many and his Daniel Bass trio and what have you. And then he started talking about Lucy Illingworth.
And it was so remarkable. It just deserved its own episode.
And that's coming up in a moment or two. We first saw Lucy on Facebook pages, Todd Chattanath and Daniel's Facebook page. I'm just absolutely astonished. Yeah. And Daniel, who's a well-known piano teacher, is also astonished.
Yeah, as were the sort of experts who you could see on the YouTube video.
Yes.
Listening to her initial.
So what was that TV program she went on?
It was called The Piano. Mm-hmm. It's hosted by, I was going to say Davina McCall, but she's kind of taken over from her, Claudia Winkleman.
Davina used to be on everything, now Claudia's on, everything.
Deservedly so. And she did her initial audition, if that's what you call it, at Leeds Station, where there was a piano where anybody could play it, and there were people from Channel 4 listening to see if there was any stars on there. And she just blew everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
She's blind and has learning difficulties.
Severe learning difficulties.
Very severe, yeah. You know, people are just amazed. She's 14 now, and Daniel's been teaching her since she was 4. So if you haven't seen The Piano, it's worth watching anyway.
I think it's on YouTube.
But look out for Lucy's performances.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube. Whatever the Channel 4, watch it again. Thing is,
yes, yeah.
All 4, I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. We're good on our media, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Anyway, so this is Daniel talking about Lucy, and it will be followed by Lucy performing Debussy at the Royal Albert Hall. Talking about teaching, your face got well known on television with Lucy Illingworth.
Yeah, well. I teach Lucy. I've known her for ages, since she was really like 4 years old. She's a fascinating musician. She's really, well, as everyone can see, you know, she's very, very good at playing the piano. she's a really fascinating person. She's completely blind, and I teach quite a few blind children and visually impaired children, because I work for Amber Trust, which is a charity that provides music education for blind children. It's a bit like what Music for the Many does, to be honest.
Oh, is it specifically? But I mean, to be honest, I've only heard of the Amber Trust in connection with Lucy.
It's a national organisation, and it's particularly providing lessons for blind children and visually impaired children. And I have a few students. I have 6 students that I teach through that around West Yorkshire. Mm. And Lucy was the first student I had. In fact, she's the reason I got in touch with Amber Trust, because they recommended to the school that they should really get her a piano teacher when she was in nursery, you know, at primary school, because they'd sort of noticed that she was, the musical toys that they had. It was in a special school, and because she has some quite serious learning difficulties. They noticed in the musical toys she was like playing, you know, recognisable melodies rather than just throwing them across the room. And so I said, oh, goodness me, how does she do that? So they got in touch with Amber Trust, and then they assessed her, and then they said to get her a piano teacher. And so that's how. In fact, the reason that the person who put me in touch with Lucy was actually Kevin Rivette, who runs the Penai Guitar Centre on Water Street.
Oh, right.
Because he was my boss when I worked for Calderdale Music Service. It was a long time ago now, and he sort of said they went to him, and he said to me, well, you're the person to do this, and I couldn't take it on at that point. I didn't have capacity to take on any more work. And so I said, well, I can't really fit in. And he said, all right. And then he came back to me a few weeks later. Still haven't found anyone. So, you know, I said, no, I've really kept Kevin, I'm too busy. And then again, a few months later, he said, still haven't found it. All right.
You're not getting out of this one either.
So I went to see, I said, oh, I'll go and see. And he was just, it was the most incredible experience, you know, meeting her the first time, just the amount of understanding she had. And she was only 4 years old, you know, and she was, you know, like a baby, really, because she's quite little and, you know, had all the, you know, sorts of difficulties. But yeah, it was just amazing. She could like play stuff. And by that point, she sort of worked out how to, you know, harmonize melodies and things. but with these tiny hands, so she didn't have any technique, you know, like using your fingers. But she would just like, because her hands were tight, she'd just play with her whole hand like that. And, you know, actually, she's no good. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't see me demonstrating.
We can hear you hitting the table. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it was just a matter of, I mean, she knew loads of music. She knew because her mum, because a lot of blind children find it difficult to sleep at night because obviously you don't appreciate the difference between light and dark. You can't see.
Yeah.
Our mum would put on classic FM during the night because she thought that was kind of a nice relaxing.
Right.
And so all the time Lucy was not going to sleep. She was just listening and absorbing all this sort of classical works. You know, so she loved still just loved Chopin and Bach. Bach's her favourite. She loves J.S. Bach. So she learned all this music. So she would do something like she'd sort of with her hands sort of going da 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 da, da, da. And I said, she's playing the Greek piano concerto. Okay, right. So then I gradually would sort of train her fingers to be able to press the right.
So
keys,
she could hear it,
yeah,
and then you know relate, transfer that into actions with her hands.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was, and because she knew the piano so well, because it's like, I suppose, if the whole, you know, navigating the world is a real challenge, you know, just being able to walk across a room without crashing into things, if that's, you know, a real challenge, then if you can sit at the piano and you know exactly where everything is. And you know, and it's got a real order to it, and it's like and you can communicate through it. Then she really held on to that, and so she knew straight away, you know, where all the sounds were that she needed. It's interesting actually when she sits down at the piano. You know, when you see a blind musician, I mean, the most famous one is Stevie Wonder. You know, he'll always sit there. He'll always sort of press a few notes just to work out, get his bearings. Yeah. But Lucy doesn't do that. She just sort of sits down and just starts playing straight. She somehow has got this, I don't know how she does it. She sort of just goes, just puts the hands down and launches into some Bach or something. It's just like it's her world, really, the piano, and that's how she communicates. And because her language is really sort of underdeveloped. And she's used to be quite non-verbal for a while. Better now, she's learning.
Yeah. So was she about 13 or so now?
She is, let's get this right, she's 14. I have to check this, I can't remember. She's just turned 15. She's 14. I should know that, shouldn't I? One of those two numbers.
It's settled on early teens.
I know, yeah.
Mid-teens.
She's like a, you know, she's much taller and everything. When I first used to teach her, she would sit on my lap because she was like a baby. She was so tiny, and she found it quite difficult to regulate her responses to what I was doing. And she was very suspicious of me at first because it was someone coming into this thing which was her world, you know, it was the piano. So she'd sort of be quite, we had a lot of wrestling in the first few months of learning. But then she got used to me and realised that actually I could help her to realise what she wanted to do, and I could sort of play things that she enjoyed listening to. Oh. So it sort of gradually built up a relationship.
Won it around a bit. Yeah.
Stopped punching me in the face every time I tried to play the piano.
And, of course, she's gone on to win the television thing.
Yeah, the piano, yeah, which is just a new series that is starting this coming Sunday.
Mm.
This series two, because it was such a success. Mm. So, yes, I think Love Productions and Channel 4 making a lot of money out of it.
Somebody's making money out of your work.
Yeah,
maybe they could slide some your way for Music for the Many.
Good idea.
Good cause.
Yes. Get something out of them.
It was great. That, I mean, the main thing with that really was being able to show what, I mean, for me, the main thing has been able to show what happens when you give a child opportunity to learn. Because Lucy, it's like, ticks so many of the boxes for someone who can't access stuff, you know, in so many ways. And if it wasn't just for that kind of, well, if it wasn't for Kevin Rivette at the piano guitar, you know, that sort of finding me who had the kind of right kind of skills to be able to work with someone with Lucy's needs and then, you know, get her playing these things properly. You know, if it wasn't for those connections and the Amber Trust funding, then she wouldn't have been able to do it. You know, she wouldn't be there playing Beethoven or Chopin now, you know. So it's great for that program, giving that wide exposure and then showing, you know, from that you have to say, well, there's thousands of Lucys,
yes,
in our communities, and that's what we find all the time in Music for the Many. You know, every now and again someone just in Todmorden will pop as a child who's just got this real, you know, not even necessarily that they're really, really good at music, but just it's something which is like becomes the main thing for them, which just means everything to them. And where, you know, like we have a lot of times we'll have a child who struggles with everything at school and is in trouble a lot. And I'm not going to mention any names because obviously that's,
no,
you know. They just find things difficult and then they find this thing where they can really relax and you know, do something which just gets, you know, praised all the time and you know, which everyone else can appreciate. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's the power of music education and that's something that's, for most children, it's actually missing.
Yeah, I mean, it fits with our idea for this podcast as well, because we think everybody's good at something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's proven true, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she's perhaps an extreme in that
there are things she's
can't do, and there's something she can do amazingly.
Yeah.
I mean, I admire that anyway, because I have, if I have a disability, it's music. I just can't do it.
Right.
I'm pretty good at getting other people to do it.
Well, you've been surrounded by music, haven't you?
Yes.
Right.
I just can't do it myself.
Right.
Yeah. I've tried umpteen instruments. I started off with 6 strings, went down to 4 strings on a bass guitar, ended up trying to blow into a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
I've given it a go.
But yeah, you can't be good at everything.
Well, I think you taught our daughter Magdalene at BIM.
Yes.
That was a fantastic, because I always recommend that course to people who want to go and do music in higher education, because it's because I noticed that she was learning all the useful things, like what you actually, when, I mean, I did a music degree and it was great, you know, we learned to analyze Schoenberg and how to write fugues and that kind of thing, But if you actually want to have a career in music, then you've got to learn how to write a contract.
That's what I did. I could never teach her how to play an instrument, but I could show her how to organise and get gigs.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you need. I mean, that's what you need if you want to make a living out of it. Yeah, and how to, you know, insurance and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So we're very grateful for that.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks a lot, Daniel.
Thank you.
Daniel Bath, that was really interesting.
Yeah, it was.
And, well, I'm going to put the kettle on again.